In our first reading from Samuel, we hear this sentence: not as man sees, does God see. Because man sees the appearance, but the Lord God looks into the heart. The Lord God looks into the heart. So let's ask ourselves, if the Lord looked into my heart, what would the Lord find? What would the Lord see? What is in our heart? Is it love or hate? Compassion or jealousy? Gentleness or judgment? Forgiveness or anger? If we look at the characters in the gospel, if we look at the hearts of the characters in the gospel, we see lots of different things. First, I would suggest the gospel is a story of compassion. It's a story of conversion. It's a story of touching and changing hearts. So look at the hearts of the main characters. We have a blind man. He's considered a sinner, an outcast. Everybody says, stay away from him. He's a beggar because he can't make a living. He's separated even from his family. And the disciples come with a judging heart. They say, Jesus, whose sin caused this man to be born blind? And then we have to look at the other characters. Where are the hearts of the Pharisees? Where are the hearts of the parents? Where's the heart of Jesus? Where's the heart of the blind man? The Pharisees have doubting hearts. They have questioning hearts. You see them have angry hearts. And then look at the parents. They love their son, but their hearts are about protecting themselves. We know nothing, they say. Yes, he's our son. Yes, he was born blind, but we have no clue how he got his sight. Selfish hearts, fearful hearts. We don't want to be kicked out of the temple hearts. And then we have the blind man. As he is healed, as he is questioned, he is changing. His heart is changing. His heart is moved. First, he's healed. Second, he begins to understand what happened to him. And then he comes to believe in Jesus. He comes to embrace Jesus. His heart is changed. And then, of course, we get to look at the heart of Jesus himself. He listens to the questions of his friends. Who caused him to sin, Jesus? But his heart is moved to act with compassion. He sees it as a teachable moment to his friends, to show God's heart, to show God's love, to serve the man with healing and compassion. Jesus has a compassionate heart. He's about acceptance. He's about helping. He's about healing. And then the man goes off and begins to get questioned. He's a prophet. I don't know, he just touched me, he healed me. But I believe he is a man of God, he comes to say. But when they kick him out, when they say, we don't want to listen to you anymore, Jesus shows back up. And he says to the man, do you believe in me? He comes with compassion, he comes with acceptance, and he calls the man to follow him. And the man says, let me see him. And Jesus says, you're looking at him. You're looking at the Son of God. And the man worships. The blind man's heart is filled with the love for Jesus and a desire to follow him with his life. His heart is open, and he sees the ways of Jesus. So let's ask ourselves, are my eyes open to the ways of Jesus Christ? Is my heart open to allowing Jesus to lead me and guide me? Is my heart open to share the love of Jesus with others with no judgment, to share love with kindness and compassion? Let us pray and remember, this is what Lent is about. It's when we turn our hearts to Jesus, we embrace his healing touch, and we share his love with others with compassion. Amen.